This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Andecker with the Thursday edition of the Daily Buzz on Cozy. The story might make you cringe. A woman in Nebraska had a continually runny nose for years. Doctors finally took a deeper look and found that her brain was leaking. Dun, 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 dun. The injury might be traced back to a car accident in 2013, but they found she was losing a half pint of cerebral spinal fluid every day. After surgery, the woman said she slept through the night for the first time in 5 years. How do you plug a leak like that?
Yay.
Pencils are making a serious comeback. New York Post had a story that 87% of millennials value handwritten notes over any other type of communication. Really? And they say pencil sales are showing it. In New York, there's actually a store that sells nothing but pencils. The operator of the store says millennials love tactile experiences. I have never given up using pencils, especially if I have a big project. Here's a fact check off the internet, courtesy of Bing. The stepping on a rusty nail caused tetanus? How many times did we hear that growing up? Well, fact is, rust does not cause tetanus. However, rusty nails are usually found on the ground with soil that can be loaded with bacteria that causes tetanus. So you probably do need that shot, but it's not the rusty nail that causes the problem. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. A 13-year-old boy in Alabama was injured in a dune buggy accident and declared brain dead. But he woke up again right after his parents signed the paperwork to donate his organs. He's now been called a miracle boy. Said he visited heaven while he was dead. Oh yeah, heaven is for real. Have you seen the movie? What's this? NASCAR may be up for sale. The France family has owned the race series since NASCAR was founded by Bill France Sr. in 1948. But now they're exploring a sale. But nobody can guess how much an entire sport might be worth. You like to complain? New study out says when people sit around and complain about work together, it's actually good for their mental health. And oddly enough, it actually makes you more productive. Yes, talking about why you hate your job apparently makes you better at it. Researchers think it's because it helps you to hear that your coworkers are just as frustrated as you are. So you're not alone and your problems aren't just growing in silence. Google is about to start experimenting with a new app that makes phone calls for you. They've created a bot with artificial intelligence that can call places, make appointments, and carry on surprisingly natural conversations with people on the other end. And that's not Google's only new feature. They also want to write your emails for you. You know how when you type a search in Google, those autocomplete suggestions pop up? That's makes me nervous. How does it know what I want to say? New study out says men with a stronger grip are more likely to be married than men with weaker grips. Researchers think it's an evolutionary thing because women prefer partners who show signs of strength when they marry. What do you think, ladies? This is sad. That glass or two of wine at night may help you fall asleep faster, but apparently it wrecks your overall sleep quality. A new study out of Finland revealed that just two glasses of wine reduces your quality of sleep by nearly 40%. So just drink one and reduce your quality by 20%. Right? Yesterday was National Lost Sock Memorial Day. And there's a photo going viral on Twitter that might show what's happened to all those missing socks. The landlord opened up the bottom panel of a washing machine and found a compartment down there that was just packed with socks. If you have an older washing machine and dryer, it could be worth opening it up and taking a look. The newer machines are made a little tighter, so there's no space for things to fall through the cracks. Hey, coming up Saturday at the South Haven Elks Lodge, they'll be open to the public for a perch and bluegill dinner in honor of May being ALS Awareness Month. Dinner includes fish and all the trimmings, $10, to be served from 6 to 8 p.m., and then music from Bob Hittema during dinner, and DJs Tim and Jeremy Decker to follow. The event is a fundraiser in support of Teed Off to Beat ALS, with all proceeds going to the ALS Association of Michigan. Again, that's Saturday at the South Haven Elks Lodge. Knucklehead news out of Indiana. Richmond, Indiana, to be exact, where a 91-year-old guy named Johnny Douglas was at McDonald's. Guy in front of him was taking too long. By the way, Richmond is on the Ohio border, about 70 miles east of Indianapolis. So Johnny responded by pulling out a gun and firing a warning shot at him. The guy in front of him was 39-year-old Philip Bailey. Apparently, there was some drama leading up to it. Johnny yelled at him to get a move on. Then Philip yelled back and ended up throwing a drink. That's when Johnny pulled the gun. Luckily, a bullet didn't hit anyone. Police showed up and arrested Johnny for criminal recklessness and pointing a loaded firearm at another person. Philip is also facing charges for intimidation and disorderly conduct. Knucklehead. That's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Something I should buzz about? Email Paul at WCSY.com. Leave a message on Facebook or tweet me at COSYFM. Fax is 637-2675. You can even drop things off in person here at the station on M140 in South Haven. Daily Buzz podcast available at WCSY.com and iTunes, Google Play, Podcast Republic, and lots more. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Ann Decker. We'll buzz again tomorrow, Friday. Make it a great day.